knows a verse of the Quran or knows a hadith and he knows it's authentic, there is no problem if he teaches or tells the people this hadith. Every person should look at his own status and teach what he knows to be true. As long as he knows for a fact what he's teaching is correct to teach and whatever he has learned properly, he is allowed to teach it. He shouldn't go beyond his level. My point is every person should know his level. For example, inshallah, we're going to study in the next few weeks the fiqh of salah, how to perform salah properly. Okay? So inshallah, after we finish this, you will say, this is what I studied. Don't start giving fatwas about salah that you haven't studied. No, this is what I studied. These are the wudu, this is how you do wudu, these are the factors that break wudu. Give the evidence. Basically, your own sphere. Every person has his own sphere of knowledge, his own realm, if you like. Don't go beyond it. Everyone knows that. Everyone should teach whatever he can within that realm, within that sphere, and don't go beyond it. Someone asks you a question you don't know, say, I don't know. It's that simple. Every one of you is qualified to teach whatever he knows. You were saying about taking notes. Why weren't the hadith recorded at an earlier time by the Sahaba instead of when, at the time of Bukhari when he compiled hadith? Inshallah, if you're going to attend the lectures, we're going to have a whole week dedicated to Mustalah, the science of hadith, and we will show that this presumption that many people have is not true. The hadith were recorded at the time of the Prophet, at the time of the Tabi'in, at the time of the Tabi'i Tabi'in, and at the time of Bukhari too. Inshallah, we will discuss the history of the collection of the hadith in greater detail in that week, inshallah. This is an important question. It's rather long, actually. Basically, the gist of the question is, how does a person deal with one's family and peers and relatives when they scorn a person who is seeking knowledge and they claim that he's too religious? How does he balance between his mother and father who don't want him to study and between studying Islam? The Prophet ﷺ said there is no obedience to any person when it comes to disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are learning something about your religion, especially knowledge that is obligatory for you to know and you're not going to gain anywhere else, then you must come and learn this knowledge. You must come and learn this knowledge, even if your parents or your relatives say you're not allowed to go. However, you should still be gentle and you should still be nice with your parents, even if they prevent you from coming to these type of lectures or classes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the true believers in the Quran that they treat their parents respectfully, even if their parents command them to do shirk, command them to worship idols. Even if they command them to worship idols, you still treat your parents properly. You treat them with respect. So tell your parents, you know, I mean, try to calm their fears down. Most parents are just worried you're going to become a fanatic, okay? Just, you know, calm their fears down. Tell them, no, I just want to pray my five prayers. Basically, redefine fanaticism. Because for them, fanaticism is one thing, and for you, it's another thing, inshallah. Just redefine. Say, I just want to pray my five prayers and live an Islamic life, you know? I just want to learn some basics of my religion. Calm them down. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. And make sure that your parents are not turned away from you and from what you're trying to learn by your attitude and by your acts. Okay? But to listen to your relatives when it comes to learning knowledge is obligatory, and to not learn, no, this is not allowed. Basically, be wise in your dealings with these type of people, with your parents and relatives. And concerning your friends, like I said, you can pick and choose your friends, you know? You shouldn't be hanging around these type of friends. You can pick and choose your friends. If they're making fun of Islam, or they're making fun of their religion, or they're making fun of ilm and the people of knowledge, you shouldn't be hanging around them. Switch friends, you know, just like to switch phone lines. Just drop that bunch and pick up another. Really, you should not be hanging around these type of people. As for parents and relatives, you cannot change them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested you with, either as a blessing or as a type of test and a fitna. So in this case, you treat your parents nicely, okay? Even if, you know, they're not Muslims or they're of a different sect, you still have to treat them nicely, treat them with respect, try to guide them, try to convince them, try to assuage their fears. But, you know, I don't think you're allowed to listen to them when it comes to learning obligatory knowledge. Sadly, these type of questions will be answered in the fiqh class more. Okay? Inshallah, finish. Tayyib, subhanakallahumma wa la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.